No Place to Hide, featuring Mark Saxon and Sergei in Operation PX-31.
A further half hour and the door to our bungalow opened. Sergei stood framed against the moonlight behind him. He looked a tired man as he walked into the room, pushing the door to as he came. No words were necessary. I knew instinctively that he had settled the sergeant's debt, and settled it in full. Automatically, I reached for the intercom telephone and dialed the single digit which would connect me to the waiting Dr. Constance. He hardly gave me a second to wait before his voice, sharp and anxious, answered me.
Mark?
Sergei's back.
News?
I think it's all over. Just a moment.
I took the body to the mortuary on the way here.
Yes, it's all over.
If Sergei's up to it, you both come down at once. Sir Edward wants to talk to you.
Right, just give us about 3 minutes and we'll be there. Sergei sat in silence for 2 or 3 minutes and then got to his feet. He looked pale and tired, and indeed he must have been. He had pursued his quarry for a number of miles and then carried the body for several miles more. Anticipating my concern, he smiled for a moment.
Come on, Mark. We may as well get it over with.
This hasn't been the most restful night, has it?
You can both make it.
It's not a question of could make it, Dr. Constance. I gave an order.
Sit down, Mark. Sergei.
Thanks.
Now, Mr. Gromulko, perhaps you'd be kind enough to explain your actions this evening.
I don't think we've met.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sir Edward, this is Sergei Gromulko.
I've already met Gromulko.
We've not been introduced before. Sir Edward who?
Sir Edward Ormsby, the Deputy Minister of Defence.
How do you do, Sir Edward?
Now we've got the pleasantries over. Perhaps you'd do what I asked you.
Which was?
To explain your actions this evening.
I should have thought they were self-explanatory.
Gromulko, I will not tolerate insubordination.
Any more than I will tolerate bad manners, Sir Edward.
You're most unwise to adopt that line with me. I've asked you a perfectly civil question.
Your words may have been civil, but your tone was not.
Now, Sir Edward, Sergei is obviously very tired. He's also apparently succeeded where the police failed. I think he's entitled to a little consideration.
Well, I am considering him. I'm also considering whether his actions were justified, responsible, and even within the law. However, if he's not going to tell me, that makes progress a little difficult.
I am quite prepared to tell you, if you'll give me time to draw breath. I left the camp.
How?
In an upright position by moving my two legs alternately forward. The road out of the south gate leads in only one direction, and I anticipated that the murderer would double back to the place where I caught him before. It was really a question of doing some simple mental geometry. I merely bisected an angle.
Are you trying to be clever?
Do you want me to tell this story or not?
I'll get on with it. In language that we can all understand.
Perhaps you'd prefer my native Russian? Well, sure enough, I was right. About a quarter of an hour, I met up with a man. I followed him, and again he led me to the place I've already mentioned.
And where is this place?
Possibly I could draw you a map, but I don't think I could describe it to you in words. It's just a flat piece of ground in the middle of the country, some 2.5 miles away. As before, he waited for something. At least, he appeared to be waiting.
And nothing happened?
When I felt that there was nothing more to be gained, except possibly a chill, we shot it out.
You mean you shot him down?
I meant exactly what I said, Sir Edward.
Prove it.
Sergei is a man of his word, Sir Edward. A word which I, for one, would not dream of doubting.
He did not deserve a chance, but I gave him one. In the event, he was very fast. His bullet breathed on me as it went past. Mine took him between the eyes.
And you expect us to believe that?
I really don't mind whether you believe it or not, Sir Edward. That is what happened.
I congratulate you, Sergei.
Thank you, Dr. Constance.
Well, I don't.
No, thank you, Sir Edward.
You'll answer for tonight's little breach of discipline.
I don't think so, Sir Edward.
Oh, you don't you, Dr. Constance? Well, let me tell you something here and now. This man, Grabulko, is obviously completely out of your control. For some reason, he thinks himself bigger than the forces of the law, who are paid to do a job which he presumes to do. And all this Sergei business, what official position has Grabulko got, anyway?
None.
Exactly. As far as I'm concerned, you're a little man.
Now, Sir Edward...
A little man who has stepped a long way out of line. Well, you've gone too far. You've gone too far. And now you've got to pay the price. You've got to take the rap. There's going to be an inquiry, an official inquiry. I need hardly add that you can stop thinking about the PX-31 as well. If you do manage to get away with tonight's crime, the case will still take up too much of your time. You'll never complete the training schedule.
Have you quite finished?
For the moment, yes.
Then be kind enough to listen to what I have to say. There will be no inquiry, official or otherwise. This case will never go into a civil court for the simple reason that I personally shall stop it.
And how are you going to do that?
By the simple expediency of exercising my authority as Director of Space Security. What happened tonight comes under my jurisdiction.
I think you forget who you're talking to.
On the contrary, that's why I let you finish. However, in matters of space security, you are my deputy. And kindly remember the fact.
I'm also Deputy Minister of Defense.
And by no stretch of the imagination could tonight's occurrences come under your Department of Defense. Sergei, as a member of British intelligence, is, in extreme cases, granted a license to kill. A license, I might add, that he has never violated. And I do not think he has done so this evening. So as I say, there will be no inquiry, either official or unofficial.
That was the last word spoken of a possible inquiry into Sergei's action. We left Constance's office shortly afterwards, but our departure was preceded by Ormsby's. Although I personally enjoyed Constance's assertion of power, I privately regretted that our relationship with Sir Edward Ormsby had deteriorated once again. The next morning, the black saloon car carrying the man from the ministry departed from Harwell. Sir Edward said no goodbyes. He didn't even cancel arrangements for the party that evening.
Nevertheless, Mark, I think we'll have it without him.
Good idea. I think we all need to relax a bit, and this seems an ideal opportunity.
I shall, of course, send him the invoices, and I think we might even drink his health.
That's a good idea. Coupled with the wish that he remains an absent friend.
Mark, this party...
Yes, Sergei?
Well, isn't it a little larger than was planned?
A little larger than Sir Edward Ormsby planned. However, as he's not here to vet the invitation list, we extended it to include just about everybody who has anything to do, however indirectly, with the success of Operation PX-31.
So, it includes...
The A and B teams...
Well, that's only 12.
Dr. Constance, the admin staff, the off-duty guards, in fact, even the typists who type out the requisitions.
The typist particularly, I think, is a very good idea. I didn't know there were so many beautiful girls here at Harwell. If I had, captivity could have been made much less tedious.
Well, Sergei, you'd better make the most of it tonight. Although Dr. Constance was very much on your side last night, I don't think that even he will allow you to take any of them into space with you.
Well, who's worried? For space, we have Francis.
Yes, and I'd remind you that there are five of us.
I would remind you of something, Mark. There is only one Sergei.
It seems ungenerous to note that the party's success was in no small measure due to the absence of Sir Edward Ormsby, who gave it. It started out as a pre-dinner cocktail party, but it was still going merrily along at midnight.
I think we all needed this party more than we knew.
Well, it certainly makes up for the 4 days rest period we didn't have.
Yes, I'll write and tell Sir Edward how much you all enjoyed it.
I don't think there's any need to pour oil onto an already blazing inferno.
Do you know all these people, Dr. Constance?
Most of them. Why?
I haven't seen half of them before.
Well, I know most of them. Now.
Yes, I've noticed you mixing, Sergei.
So far, I've been promised private tuition in typing by 4 different people.
Do you know that man, Dr. Constance?
Which one, Mark? Oh. You mean that man over by the window?
Yes. We've all been here nearly 4 hours, except him. I don't know, but somehow he looks familiar. I thought no more about it at the time. Then suddenly, half an hour later, as I was returning from the bar with a drink for Francis Preston, I felt the man's eyes on me. I looked at him, and he looked coolly back at me. Once again, I felt there was something familiar about him. On an impulse, I changed direction, and instead of returning to Francis, walked directly up to him.
No place too high.